"What is it, mine Sadie?" Frida asked.
"I messed up," Sadie said miserably. "I'm a terrible person."
She worried that Frida would yell at her, say, "I told you so," insist that Sadie go in and try to apologize to Sam, which Sadie knew would be pointless. Adults always thought they could fix children's problems. Frida simply nodded and took Sadie in her arms.
"Oh, my love, this must be a very great loss."
She got on her enormous cell phone, and she canceled her afternoon, and she took Sadie to lunch at her favorite restaurant, a divey Italian place in Beverly Hills, where all the waiters flirted with Frida.
"There are people like you and like me. We have bad things happen to us, and we survive them. We are sturdy. But with people like your friend, you must be exceptionally gentle or they may break."
"What if I ever survived, Bubby?"
"Your sister's cancer. You were very strong during that, even if your mother and father didn't mention it as much as they should have. But I noticed, and I am proud of you."
Sadie felt embarrassed.
"That's nothing like what you survived."
"It is no easy matter being the little sister, this I know. And I am also proud of you for befriending that boy. Even if things ended badly, it was a good thing you did for him and for yourself. That boy was utterly friendless, injured, alone. You were not a perfect friend, but you were his friend, and he needed a friend."
"You told me what would happen."
"Meh,"
Frida said.
"They'll be mice, an old woman's guess.
Thing is, I'll really miss him."
Sadie held back tears.
"Maybe you'll see him again."
"I don't think so. He hates me now, Bubby."
"Always remember, mine Sadie, life is very long, unless it is not."
Sadie knew this to be a tautology, but it also happened to be true.